Hey, happy podcast day. I am so glad you're here. I've got a great episode for you. Today is going to be a question, a Hey Tammy question. I haven't done one in a while, and I got a really good one for you. So let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I am your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. I have a great question for you today. This is a Hey Tammy question that I got, and I got it from an anonymous person. And I was reading it, and I could feel her heart in this question. And so I was like, this one needs to be addressed. This one needs to be shared. Like I need to, well, give her some inspiration. And I hope, because I know that a lot of my clients, a lot of my friends, I have fell into this, the theme of this question before. And so I was like, I want to alleviate some of your guilt, some of your stress, some of this dread. And so let me just give you the question first. It says, Tammy, why is it that I have tried all the things, and the things are in quotes, and nothing seems to work? I have a good life. I have a good family. I have a good job, and I still feel like there's something missing. And I feel so guilty about it. Oh, man. So let me just take a moment here. And first, I want to applaud you for diving in and trying to fix, going and being an action taker for trying to figure out what you need to do and to recognizing the things that you have that are good. So many times we focus on what's wrong. But this other side of that is when things are going good, that sneaky guilt shows up, and then we feel guilty about feeling like something's missing or feeling like we want more out of life. And this is not a bad thing. This is nothing to feel guilty about. Personally, I believe this is God's way of prompting you that there's something more he has for you, that there's something. And so I just wanted to break that down. First is you did the right things. You started problem solving. You are a smart woman. You are a ambitious woman. You are educated. You know these things. You know where to go look for things, to get those answers. And you tried it. What's just some of the things that a lot of my friends, a lot of my clients have tried are, Bible studies and personal development, podcasts, journaling. They've been to therapy. They've tried coaching before. And all of these things are really important things. They're really good things, in quotes, to do. And why is this not helping you with what's next? Why is this not helping you alleviate that feeling that there's something missing or that there's something more for your life? And so I just wanted to talk about that for a few moments. I just wanted to break it down a little bit and explain to you why you didn't do the wrong things, but you're missing one very key element. So a lot of times when we are looking at what we need to do, what we should do, what we could do, we are looking at our to-do list. We're looking on the outside of externally what we can do. We're looking at the symptoms, how to fix our feelings, how to fix this. I want more. So how to get more? That must mean a promotion. That must mean doing something extra. And when we look at the symptoms, it doesn't tell the whole story. And this is where a lot of coaching goes wrong. This is where a lot of therapy has a, it's really great. I value therapy. I used to be a therapist, and I value what they can get you to. But there's also another layer. Like it looks at how you feel and what you, it looks at the symptoms of things. What I think that is missing, what I know that is missing is the why behind the why. It's not the symptoms, it's the source that we really need to uncover. And this is the missing piece, why you've tried all the things and nothing seems to work. Well, it's because it's not about what you're doing. It's not about, because if it was, you would have fixed it already. You've done all the things that you know to do, right? I mean, let's be honest. How many times have you worked to solve a problem? Like you have a skill lacking, so you go and learn that skill. You want to learn more about quilting and you go and you learn about quilting. Like you are a problem solver. Like look back at all of the things you've done, all the things you've accomplished. There's a problem, you fix it. When it comes to parenting, until you have teenagers, but typically, especially when they're younger, it's like there's a problem, we can fix it. Whether it is a magic band-aid, whether it is a kiss on the boo-boo, or we can fix the source. You are able to fix it. And then all of a sudden, now you're looking, you're feeling like there's something wrong, something missing, something that you feel guilty about, something more that you want. And so you go out and you try to fix it. You try to find and search out. And this is where, this is normal. This is what I did for years. Why it took me so long to get here and why the path that I took to get to this point. And I truly believe that God led me on this path for a reason. Like none of it is wasted. And I'm so thankful that every misstep, every slow turn, every roundabout that I kept circling, every detour that actually it was a long tour, everything I did, it brought me to this moment. So I don't want you to think that everything you've done is a waste. It's not. But once we start looking at the source versus the symptom, all of those things that you've done, now they're going to start to work for you. And so how do we find the source? How do we start looking? And that's such a great question. And this is something that, this is what I do with my clients. So let's talk about it for a few minutes. Because when you look at the source of something, it's the beginning, right? Not too long ago, I shared, there's times in my life that I'm like, oh, that was like 2 months ago. And then I look back and it's been a year. And I'm pretty sure this has been probably last summer. But I was having a lot of back issues, shoulder issues. And I was in a lot of pain. And I didn't know why. And I go to the chiropractor often. I am a firm believer that going to the chiropractor has helped me in so many ways. And I was like Dr. Jacobs, my back hurts. I have a headache. He's like, okay, well, let's take a look. And he started feeling around and I was like, no, that's not where it hurts. And he's like, well, we've got to figure out the source of the pain and remove that. Come to find out, my rib was out of place. I didn't feel my rib out of place. I felt a headache and I felt my back hurt, which of course, you think, but it was in the lower back. It's, not where you really think of, one of my top ribs is out of place. But if I would have kept looking at the symptom, my head, I was taking Tylenol and I don't like to take Tylenol, but I was in excruciating pain. And I got to the point where I'm like, I need to take this so it would take the pain away. If I didn't go to the expert and have him discover the source of what was causing the distress, the source of the pain, and remove that, I would have been in a pain for a lot longer. I would have tried other things, and I would have assumed that I had a problem with my back, and then I would have spun out of control about all the things it could do. I would have Googled it and say, oh no, all the things that could happen from like a headache and a back pain. Like, so it's not a bad thing. Like you address the symptom, but it's really important that we go after the source. We go after the why behind the why. We look at the core motivations. This is one reason why I use the Enneagram is we can start. It's an easy tool that gets to the heart of our core motivations very quickly. Then we start to look at the why behind the why. What is your core fear? What is the core motivation? What is your core desire? What's causing the reactions that you are taking? How can we stop and we can look? And even when this, you can tell in her question, why is it that I have tried it all and nothing seems to work? I have a good life. I have a good family. I have a good job and I still feel there's something missing. I feel so guilty about it. So she has been looking at the symptom of something's missing and the symptom of guilt. So she was really looking at I'm assuming this is from my personal experience and from working with clients, where she was looking is gratefulness. She was pulling in new techniques and new, and which gratefulness is so important. But what if you're already grateful? What if you already are feeling grateful? And I think that that's part of it because she said, I still feel that there's something missing and I feel so guilty about it. So my guess is she is already grateful. She said, I have a good life. I have a good family. I have a good job. So she's already aware and grateful. And so just going after more of that and being that must not be grateful enough. Of course, you're going to try that and it's not going to work. Another thing it could be is that there's something else that's driving it. Well, let's see. Let's think about this for a moment. Is the why behind the why, this core motivation, are you doing something that's not aligned with your purpose, your calling, with obedience to God? So the guilty is maybe it's not something that you are doing, maybe something you're not doing, maybe it's something that you are. And so when we look at the why behind the why, we can start diving into that. When we start looking at the source of the guilt and of this feeling like something's missing, and stop thinking that something's wrong with you. We are put on this earth to work, to make an impact, to partner with God, which is blows my mind every time I think about the fact that He wants to partner with me. He wants to partner with you. He wants to partner with us. Like He's created us in His image and He's given us really important work to do. And I was reading today in Revelation that I think it's Revelation 3:18. I wasn't planning on, but it was talking about how God's opened a door that no one can shut. That's what I think that this is the feeling is God has opened a door that instead of walking through, you've been trying to shut. And so this is why learning your purpose, your talents, your gifts, your strengths, understanding, becoming a student of yourself, and how God wired you, I think is so important. And that is the ultimate source, is looking at what inside of you is not shining. What is inside of you that you're not addressing? What is this feeling, this something missing, this something more? It doesn't typically mean that you have to make these wild, drastic changes. It's typically unlocking something within you that allows your strengths to come out in a deeper, in a brighter way. And so by looking at the source versus the symptom, instead of putting a Band-Aid on the symptom, instead of doing a quick fix, taking a Tylenol, instead of trying all these things that are all good things, personal development, so good. I love it. I'm constantly a student of myself and I want to grow. I'm an Enneagram 1. Okay. So I'm all about improving and I love the idea. I love getting clearer on, I love studying people. I love it. It makes me so happy. I love seeing why behind the why. So, which is good. The Bible studies, you cannot go wrong with a Bible study. Let's look, podcasts. You're listening to a podcast right now. Please keep listening to the podcast. And a shameless plug, if you haven't given me a rating review, like do that too. But podcasts, I love podcasts. I love learning, journaling, and therapy, and just the list goes on to all the things, time management, all the specific skill related things that you've done. And it's like, well, it's time management. It worked for 2 weeks and then it's done. Because if we don't address the source of what's going on deep inside of us, if we don't look at how God wired us, then we're going to constantly be looking for the next thing to put the Band-Aid on, to fix the next symptom that comes up. So this is what's different in coaching with me. This is what I love doing, is we stop putting Band-Aids on things. Well, we look at what's the why behind the why. What's your core motivation? What is it that you're, what is God highlighting to you? What has He been highlighting to you your whole life and you haven't acknowledged? You kind of see it, but you haven't said it out loud. What are some of your strengths, your gifts? What are your weaknesses? Because I've mentioned before, like, those are your thorn in the flesh. Those are ways, the weaknesses are my, when I acknowledge those, when I embrace my weaknesses, like, there is so much strength in that. And it allows for me to recognize in my friends that my weakness is their strength. And then how we can collaborate, how we make each other better, how I can go to them for support. My weakness is God's strength. It reminds me that I have to stay connected to Him. And it is not in my own strength that I do what I do, that I am not working for myself. And I am working for Him. And this part, it's a partnership that I get to work with God instead of just something that I'm doing on my own in my own strength, that He's opened the door that no one can shut. The next verse, and I don't remember exactly, it talks about how He knows that you're not very strong, but He knows that you're faithful. And that verse spoke to me today. And it just, when I read this question, it was just, we want to make an impact. We want to, in the words of one of my past clients, we want to fill up heaven. We want to walk in our purpose. We want to feel fulfilled and joy. When we stop focusing on the symptoms and we look to the source, we can see that it's not always something bad. It's nothing to be guilty about. It's something to be excited about. It's something that you get to see what is missing. And it might just be that you haven't embraced who God created you to be. And it might be something as simple as you stay where you are and just step into that confidence. And so as I'm closing and as you're going about your day, I would love for you to think about this, is what symptoms have you been covering? And what is the why behind that? When you think of what's something's missing, or you start to feel guilty about something, because typically we got guilt going on, moms. We got that mom guilt, and we can feel guilty about just about anything. We can feel guilty about things we do, about things we didn't do, about things that other people did, things that we thought, things that we said. Like, we corner the market on guilt. So what is the guilt behind that? What is the thought behind the guilt? And how is it a lie? Because that's the other thing I know to be true, is that guilt of, even if it's something that it might be, have some elements of truth, it is twisted enough that it's, if it's keeping you down, because God is a God of grace and love and, well, in action and creativity, and He wants to partner with us. And so if you're feeling guilty, ask yourself why. And is it because you haven't embraced something? The why behind the why. And if you're, this is not something that a lot of times we can discover on our own. This is one reason why hiring a coach or working with a coach is not for those who are not doing well. This is what coaches are for, and coaches have coaches, but coaches are for, like, this amazing lady here who is, I've tried all the things. I have a good life. I have a good family. I have a good job. Why am I feeling guilty then if I have all this good stuff? And it's like, well, let's see what the source of it is. Let's see what you're doing and who can you be that it embraces this more. All right. Well, with that, friend, I'm going to close this, but I'm just, if it was you, if you sent this, or if you relate to this at all, just hear me when I say that you're doing the right things. Now it's time to focus on the better. Like you've done those, but there's a missing piece. You're looking at the symptoms and it's time to start digging into the source. It's time to start getting clear and become a student of yourself. Start getting clear about, you know, what is the source of this feeling that there's something more or something missing? Is there an impact? Is there a legacy to leave? Is there a God dream inside of your heart that you haven't accessed, and it's time to start accessing it? It's time to start speaking it out loud and seeing what God does with it when you get bold and you get creative and you start saying yes to yourself and to Him. I have a workshop coming up, like how to discover your purpose and live it. This is the stuff that we're talking about. We're not going to just talk about the like personal development. We're not going to just say, you know, try this, this, and this, and poof, you have, you know, you can Google that stuff and you can keep trying it. What's missing is we want to look at the source. We want to connect with the why behind the why. So come and sign up for my workshop. And I cannot wait to see you there. If you don't want to wait for that and you're ready, like contact me, DM me on Instagram at Tammy Marie Coaching, and let's talk about what the source is. We will address the symptoms, but by looking deeper than that, we can really start to live this life that you're looking for. We can start to create this movement. And again, like I've said it before, is like when you start to step into your purpose and your calling and you strip away all of those things that don't belong in your heart, like you, those expectations, the busy work, and you start focusing on what's important, your core values. And I'm not saying, you know, like, of course you have to do the work you get paid to do. And there's another element in there that it's a perspective shift that you can make, that you can see why you're doing that work. What has God called you to that makes it even deeper for you? So come to my workshop. Let's talk, like DM me. Like I love conversations like this because I can know from just this question, this amazing woman has a calling on her life. And if you wrote this in, and this is you, you have a calling on your life. This something missing is something amazing. This guilt is, it is the resistance. It is the, yeah, use that as prompting. Because what if it's not guilt? What if this is actually God saying, hey, I have something for you? Anyway, friend, I want you to know how amazing you are. And even if I haven't met you specifically, I know that you would not listen to this podcast and you would not listen to it all the way through if it didn't resonate with you in some way. If you did not feel some of the things that this woman is asking, if you didn't resonate. So I want you to know that these questions you're asking are really good questions. And to acknowledge it and to take the brave step to say, yes, I want to know more. Well, it just warms my heart because I know that that's when things start to happen for you. When you say yes to yourself, you're not just saying it in a selfish way. You're saying it in a way that you're saying yes to God. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. And please come to my workshop and let's talk about this, because how much longer do you want to feel that guilt? Or do you want to put band-aids on the symptoms? Let's get rid of the symptoms and start going after the source and live a life of joy and impact and fulfillment and vision. All right, with that, I will see you soon. Bye for now.